This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So all of a sudden they're coming home?
I guess so.
Okay, this has been the weirdest story of all time,
yeah.
Right? Because you shouldn't have been stranded in space this long.
No.
And the fact that they were going to have to wait until next year was,
yeah, it's like February,
yeah,
right?
Horrifying. But even this option doesn't seem like one they've done a lot.
Okay.
Which also might make me nervous based on the unfortunate series of events that have led us to this point.
Well, you're kind of catching a ride.
You're hanging out in the break room. Just classic rock, 96.5 WCMF. No, this new thing, they are not catching a ride.
No, because there's other people that came up here to get you.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, this was sent specifically for them, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Okay.
I thought it was.
Okay.
Because they said it, specifically said it had two empty seats for them.
Okay.
We'll get to that.
Well, one's a box you're going to have to sit on.
So we've been following this story in the break room closely for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
It was all the way back in June, I believe?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, June 5th. When two astronauts were supposed to go up for a two-week stay at the International Space Station.
Yeah, they were just dropping off parts and stuff.
Yep, and then come on home. Yeah, it was the O'Reilly Auto Parts of space trip.
Kind of, I think it was the dumper. There was some kind of like plumbing part that they were bringing up.
Good thing they got that with them there.
Oh, yeah.
So the ship they were on was made by Boeing. It's called a Starliner. It's a new ship.
And Boeing, you know, they put together some good stuff.
Man, I don't know what is going on with that, but that's beside the point.
All right.
The ship had some kind of malfunction to the point where they couldn't fly at home, even though NASA kept insisting if they had to, they could fly at home.
Well, the screen door.
It was weird. It was a weird side by side.
Screen So, again, despite the fact that NASA kept saying they're not stranded, they continue to be stranded at the International Space Station. And they were going to try another rescue mission, but for some reason, that went sideways. Mm-hmm. Then we got word a couple of weeks after the whole spaceship thing started that they would be stuck at the space station until after the new year.
So months.
February was the target date to bring them home. And then we heard from the astronauts saying that it's a bit of a mind F being up there because according to them, when you're an astronaut at the space station, you have jobs to do to keep you busy.
Right.
And they have no jobs to do.
Right. No board games, nothing.
They're just kind of floating around in space. Well, out of nowhere, over the weekend, it was announced that a SpaceX rocket, it's a private company owned by Elon Musk.
All right, so he had one laying around.
I guess.
So he fired that bad boy up.
They're going up into space.
They're there.
Wow.
They have docked with the International Space Station.
Man, what do you charge the U.S. government to go get your sky jockey?
Okay, bro, they're subsidized by the U.S. government.
Yeah,
that program doesn't exist without the U.S. government.
All right. I just thought maybe, you know, it was a little whack.
Maybe. I don't know.
This is like the world's costliest Uber. Right. You're waiting for it to come. Turn back to Earth. God damn it.
So they're docked now.
All right, so they're there.
And it looks like they're going to be coming home within the next couple of days.
Okay, why can't we just leave now? That also would kind of piss me off. Go ahead. We can go now, right? Nah, a couple of days.
Okay, so
because that happened last time.
Maybe they are leaving today. Like, this story has moved so quickly after, like, weeks of nothing happening. So the good news is
What's that
they are going to be able to bring them home.
Yes.
But there's a little bit of a problem with that, too.
What's that?
Well, SpaceX technology is still, like, super new compared to everything else. And I'm going to read you a line from the New York Post.
What's that?
And you tell me if you would be comfortable as an astronaut getting in this ship. You ready? Last month, SpaceX Falcon 9 rockets, due to help bring William and Wilmore, the astronauts, back to Earth, were abruptly grounded.
Why?
They don't say.
Okay. But none of them blew up or nothing.
As far as we know.
Well, it could just be a glitch.
Yeah, okay. That's bringing them home.
Okay, glitchy.
Last month they were abruptly grounded. Now it's bringing them home.
Probably some software issue, AI.
All right, I'm going to ask you a question.
Fire.
I'm going to ask you a question.
What?
Let's say you're stranded on the International Space Station. And they come to you and they go, listen, we have this ship that has a 75% chance of getting you home safe.
Wait, 75?
Hold on. Look, you have a choice. You have a choice. 75% chance of getting you home safe, or you have to live on the space station for 3 more years.
And 3 years?
That's when we'll be able to work out the technology where we can definitely know everything is okay. What do you choose?
Well, I mean, the smart move is the 3 years, but...
But you're dumb.
3 years is a long time, especially my age.
Now, look, I mean,
3 years, I could be dead.
And just keep in mind that we've heard from astronauts before that your body, the longer you're in space, can have really negative side effects. And the mental aspect of it, So did I read somewhere, Kimmy, that...
It takes like more years than you're actually spending off your life.
And like
something like that.
Oh, it takes years off your life.
It takes like,
Even though astronauts seem to live forever.
Yeah.
So it's like cigarettes?
It's just like hard on your organs or something. I can't remember what it was.
Gravity and no gravity. I mean, you know. So you staying for 3 years?
No, I got to go.
You're going to take a 75% chance of living.
Yeah, that's probably 75 every time they go up and down anyway.
Okay, but also
what
the whole ride home.
What? I got to sit on that box, a loose box in the back?
There's going to be a camera on your face, and no matter what happens, we're going to broadcast that video.
So you can see me be completely incinerated on reentry.
And we're going to tell you everything that's happening while it's happening if something goes wrong. So we're going to get to watch your facial reaction and what you'd say.
Anything else?
If you do,
you want to constantly hit me in the face with cream pies?
Well, no, we don't have space. We don't have space in the box.
Space pies.
Space. Wait, you're telling me they have pies in space? Kimmy, 75% chance of getting home.
Well, she's young. She could ride 3 years.
I might take the more. I might ride it out. Just to make sure that there's
a
guarantee that I'm getting home.
But keep in mind, there are no pies, because the pies that would be brought to the space station are coming up in the 75%.
So you don't even have like any, like your cell phone doesn't work up there, right?
Well, yeah, they don't have cell phone towers in space.
No, but they have satellite service.
I don't think you can. Can you just text your family from the space station?
I don't know. Maybe you can, maybe you can't. I mean, you're closer to the satellites that we all use.
I thought the only interaction they have with other humans were like the satellite teleconferences they do with elementary schools like every couple days. Tell my wife I love her, Steven. Row 2.
Hey, it's JFK Elementary again. Like, what do you do? Like, I guess, how do you keep yourself from going nuts? Because if everybody else is working, and you don't have a self, how do you entertain yourself?
That's what they were saying. They were
like, you just look out the window at the goddamn bleakness.
But you're looking at nothing.
Right.
You're looking at literally nothing.
And by the way, what if you get the internet wrong?
We get the what? What? You can't jail in space. We've talked about this. You're
going to
clog the instruments.
I ain't got that much at my age.
Bro, how embarrassing.
I can't clog your mom.
It's going to get away from you. How do you explain to your fellow astronauts what's floating around their face?
So they worked on this in the Apollo missions. They came up with a zero gravity catch ray that Neil... And those guys used.
Oh, I remember that audio they had from when they used it the first time.
One small bet for man. For mankind. Neil, I'm sitting here with Pat right now. And she said she'd be more than honored to wash that catch rag out for you when you return to Earth.
So just to be clear, the First Lady of the United States volunteered to wash Neil Armstrong's space age catch rag, zero gravity catch rag, when they got back from the
moon. It would be her honor.
252 WCMF. Now, we're not space experts as we talk about the SpaceX rocket that is docked with the International Space Station to bring these stranded astronauts home, but John says he is a space expert. He's here to help us out. Hey, John, how are you, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Good. What you got, bud?
Well, I'm the penultimate space expert in Rochester, New York, and if there's anything you needed to know, I am here for you.
Okay, I do have one question. If we've had this space catch rag technology since the moon landing, why can they not do stuff like that in space right now?
Well, now they're sending men and women up, so there's really no need for a space catch rag.
Okay, but John, see, you said you were an expert, but we already know in the break room, based on research we've done, that you can't have sex in space. You can, but the side effects could be disastrous, John.
Well, you got me there.
Okay, look, you came in with credentials, and I wanted to believe you. I did, and you just puked all over yourself. You puked all over yourself, John.
Yes, I guess I did.
Great call, John. Thank you for the call. What is this?
I have no idea.
We've got three jackasses who know more about space batch than the penultimate space expert. What does penultimate mean?
I was going to ask you the same thing. That's like a religion, right?
Kimmy, can you Google what penultimate means? Do we know how to spell penultimate?
Penultimate?
Isn't that what Neil yelled out when he was using that catch rag for the first time?
What spells the penultimate?
You don't have to do the hands. People are watching.
I'm a method actor, man. I always will be. I learned it from Moose.
You learned how to do space catch rag from Moose?
Yeah.
Is that how he got jobs in L.A.?
I took his class.
Yes, Kimmy, I'm sorry.
Penultimate means last but one in a series of things. So, in other words, second to last.
Okay.
So just second to last batch.
No, never mind.
Next to last.
Next to last.
Did John use that word the wrong way?
I guess so.
Is he not good at...
Because the word doesn't even make sense to me that word is needed. Next to last.
No, all who words
can't? I don't
even
remember how he used it.
No, but why would you use that word?
Because like if the Raven, let's say the Bills have the second worst rushing defense in the NFL, they have the penultimate worst.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that right?
Yeah. That doesn't even sound right, man.
No, I've heard the word before. I just didn't know.
Half these words you don't even need.
All right, I'm going to start using penultimate on a daily basis.
You're going to screw it up.
I'm not. Watch me. I'm going to feel really smart. So John's also, he's not good at space, and he's also not good at English, it turns out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.